Palmetto Mornings on WRHI.
Here on this Thursday edition of Palmetto Mornings, 52 degrees on WRHI FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Ashley Lang.
We always love to welcome in our listeners on AM 1340 and those listening on the free WRHI app. If you don't have the app, don't worry. Download it when you can. Take us on the go and you'll be in the know.
We also want to welcome those watching us on Comporium Cable Channel 103 as well as those on Facebook Live.
If you are thinking to yourself, what is going on in the city of York, the White Rose City, then look no further than our next guest. Once a month, the city of York will swing by the microphones to let us know what's going on in the city that bears the name of our county. So they have the county seat.
That's
so
right.
We're very appreciative of the city of York. We've got Chloe Jones and Rebecca Mestis. And good morning to you both.
Good morning.
So what do you want us to know? What's the headlines coming out of the city of York?
So hot off the presses for me is I just found out from city manager Dalton Pierce that we applied for a South Carolina rural infrastructure grant. This is for an asset inventory assessment. So, and we were awarded that. So that news went over to council yesterday. So that was actually a grant for $187,500. So what this will do is, as you know, we're experiencing a large volume of growth in the city of York. So what this will do is just give us a detailed inventory and like assessment of our water and sewer systems. And so what that will help us do is, you know, plan for any, you know, improvements and, you know, gauge those costs for what that will cost as we continue this growth. Because there's, we've got 16 subdivisions, some commercial parcels available, that light industrial park. So that's exciting news for us.
You know, it is
huge.
Interesting when people see homes going up. We know because we obviously all work in the industry now and see it. But I don't think people really realize, like, for every business that comes in, every development that comes in, you got to have water and sewer. And those are projects that are underground. Sometimes they're not visible.
Right.
Sometimes they're not really exciting too much to talk about. But you have to have them because people want clean, running water, and they want their toilets to be flushed.
It's when they don't have it that they realize what a great thing it is. And that's the word infrastructure. And, you know, you hear that word, and sometimes that's kind of a, you know, a fancy word, but really what it is all the utilities that you need to make your life easier.
Yeah.
So.
It's not glamorous, but it's necessary.
That's right.
So this will help with what we have currently and then plan for the future of what growth is coming down the
pipeline,
no pun intended.
Yes, it's a you know, much needed for the city as we grow.
I don't know if you know this or not. Is the grant offer to cities and counties throughout the country, and you qualify and show why you need it based on growth and some other requirements?
I'm not aware
That's
of
okay.
those. I don't know those answers. So
sometimes I'm familiar with that grant system, and they do seem to go out to smaller communities and cities throughout the state of South Carolina for sidewalk improvements and some other things just to help with like the infrastructure part.
Absolutely.
And it's huge.
So that's good. So how much money is that again?
So it's the total cost estimate is $260,000. So we are receiving $187,500. And so, of course, the city will match that with $72,500.
That's great.
So.
Smart thinking right there.
That's great.
All right. Well, that's hot off the presses.
Yes.
What else is happening in the city of York?
I will turn it over to Chloe.
All right, Chloe.
So I'm going to promote our Christmas festivities going on here in December. On Thursday, December 7th, we're having our Christmas tree lighting in City Market, and it is sponsored by York Electric Cooperative. You might see Santa there. We're also going to have a Path toy drive. Also, if you like Transformers, some of their trucks and vehicles might be there. I'm just saying, you might want to stop by. And then the next day, Friday, December 8th at 6 o'clock, we're going to have our 84th, I believe, hometown Christmas parade. And again, some of those Transformers might be there. Santa's going to be there. I know you guys actually have a float that you're going to have with us, so that's really awesome.
Can folks still apply to be in the parade, or have you reached your limit?
I am almost right at capacity, which that happened really quickly, so I'm really happy about that. But yeah.
Okay. So if you want to be in the York Christmas Parade, you need to act
now's
now.
Now's the time.
The hometown Christmas Parade.
Yes.
But yeah, act now. It might not, that offer might not be on the table by this afternoon. All right. There's that. And then what else?
So also the Yorkville Historical Society is going to have their holiday home tour December 9th and 10th, 2 to 6. That happens every year. I love going. So it's going to be a whole weekend of Christmas festivities in York.
It's fun.
That home tour is fantastic. We have done stories on the home tour in the past for CN2 and the generosity of these people, the homeowners. To open up their homes, so
and
folks can walk
can come
through
in.
It.
Yeah. Yes, I think I'm thinking about that, and I'm like, you know, that sounds really cool when you sign up, but then you know, to think about like the weekend and what they have to plan around and cars, like you know, like you can't just come down in your robe, like hi,
hey, good morning,
and get your house clean,
right? You got to have your house clean and spotless,
professionally decorated.
Yeah,
they are so
they're beautiful.
Beautifully decorated, though.
We'll have carriage rides that weekend, too.
Yes.
So we have carriage rides that will be, they'll be kind of on a little bit of the tour, take you past, like, the circus quarters and everything. And those will load and unload at Yorkville Marketplace. So very,
that's
awesome. A lot of stuff happening.
Right. Again, we said earlier this morning, York is the, you know, the seat for the county. So, of course, you have historic homes there. Mm-hmm. And York has some of beautiful homes. I mean, the times we were there to shoot a story, I promise you, we probably spent another 30 minutes to an hour speaking with the homeowner, trying to learn more about it, and just learning the history of the homes and how they've been passed down to some generations, some brand new homeowners. It's just remarkable. All right, what are the dates for all that again?
The Christmas tree lighting is Thursday, December 7th at 6 o'clock. The Christmas parade is Friday, December 8th, also at 6 o'clock. And the home tour is December 9th and 10th, 2 to 6.
All right.
Great.
Okay. That's it, I think. Is that everything on your to-do list?
That was everything.
Well, if you want to celebrate Christmas, you can do so in the city of York. Rebecca and Chloe, as always, thank you very much. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.